But hey, how you doing today, Carl?
Well, I've been hearing a little buddy from Nashville, Shotgun Rad.
You like chicken?
Oh, yeah.
I love chicken. What's your favorite part?
Let me see. Probably the leg.
Not the part that goes over the fence last. I know that much. We used to raise three-legged chickens. It was the only chicken that could run 75 miles an hour.
Three-legged chickens?
I invented them. We crossbred some chickens, and we finally come up with a three-legged chicken. That way, I could have a drumstick, my wife could have a drumstick, and our boy could have the drumstick. Oh. You know what they taste like?
No. Do you?
I don't know. We ain't never caught one of them.
All right.
Is this microphone on? Test.
It's our buddy Shotgun Red. Yes, the microphone's on. Red, you haven't told us about Slingshot and Buckshot, your kiddos. How are they doing?
You know, they're getting in trouble.
Slingshot and Buckshot in
trouble? Yeah, one of them got kicked out of school.
No.
The teacher asked him, what does F-E-E-T spell? And the teacher said, you're in third grade and you don't know what F-E-E-T spell? She says, I'll give you a hint. What does a cow have four of that I have two of? Well, like I said, they got kicked out of school. Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Pretty good, Red. Well, here it is, April Fool's Day.
I think we got the worst April Fool's joke ever pulled on us. We got a letter this morning, opened it up, and it was from our daughter who's in college.
Oh.
Dear Mom and Dad, I got some bad news. I met a guy named Tyrone, and he airbrushes T-shirts, and we're going to live in his van, and we're going to move to California, quitting college.
Oh, no.
Loves rock and roll music. On top of that, gonna have a little baby.
Oh, no.
Oh, we were just crushed. But then at the bottom it said, P.S. I never met anybody named Tyrone. I'm not pregnant. I'm not going to California. And I'm not selling T-shirts out of no van. But I did get an F on my midterm, and I just wanted you guys to see everything in its proper perspective. Hey, how you doing there, Carl?
Pretty good. Good morning, Shotgun Red.
Do I look like a frog today with my eyes puffed out like this with these two black eyes? Are they still showing?
What happened?
I wasn't in a fight. I was trying to do the right thing. Carl, I got on this bus, and this lady in front of me stood up to get off at her stop, and her dress had tucked itself in the top of her panty.
Oh, no. So you were being chivalrous, eh?
I was seeing everything. So I thought, I will be a good guy, and I reached up and I pulled it out of there, you know, so it wouldn't be tucked in there when she got, and she got so mad, she turned around, hit me right in the eye.
Bopped you right there.
You know, and you know how I got the other back eye?
How?
It's because as soon as I did that, I knew I did the wrong thing, so I reached up and tucked it back in.
Oh, no.
Am I late?
No, Red, you're right on time. Shotgun Red, what do you think you're late for?
For the big show. I know this is a big thing to get together in the morning, have a big time, a lot of laughs, and I was almost late.
Well, we appreciate you coming in again, Red. So does anybody tell you that they hear you on the radio?
Everywhere I go. That can be in the gas station, I can be in my car, I can be on a train, it doesn't matter. In fact, I met this lady on the train. We were standing there with the same ticket to sleep in the same sleeping car. It must have been a mix-up. We're in big trouble. She said, I don't think so. Why don't I just take the top bunk, you take the bottom bunk?
Yeah.
I thought that was all right, you know, so I got in bed, put on my pajamas, and I was almost asleep when I heard, psst, 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 psst. I said, is that a snake or you up there? She said, it's me, I'm hot, would you open the window? I said, okay. So I got out of bed, I opened the window up, I got back in bed, I was almost asleep when I heard, psst, 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 psst. I said, is that you again? She said, yeah, I'm thirsty, would you get me a drink of water? I got out of bed, I got her a glass of water, I got back in bed, I was almost asleep, you guys, and I could hear, psst, psst, psst. I said, what is it now? She said, now I'm cold, would you get me a blanket? I said, lady, are you really cold? She said, yeah. I said, it's just you and me alone, right? She said, yeah. I said, I got a good idea, you want to play husband and wife? She said, okay. I said, good, get up and get your own blanket. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Red, I'm great. How you?
I'm telling you what. You know, I went out to this farmer's house, and I was going to buy some farm fresh eggs. You like eggs?
Oh, yeah.
They good, man. Oh, man,
right from the... Oh, man, yeah, right from the farm.
And I pulled up in front of this guy's house. He was up on the front porch in his rocking chair, and there was a big dog laying on the sidewalk about halfway to the house.
Yeah?
I don't like some dogs. I mean, they're okay. I mean, I like dogs, but
I
don't like the mean ones. You know? So I was about halfway out of the car, and I yelled up at the guy, says, does your dog bite? The guy said, nah, he don't bite. I said, okay, so I got halfway up to the house, and here come that dog. And he chewed my leg all the way back to the car. Do you see how my pant leg is ripped? Underwear is hanging out. It is poking. I finally got back in the car. I wound the window down. I said, buddy, I thought you said your dog didn't bite. He said, that's not my dog.
Oh, no. It is Shotgun Red.
I'll tell you something. You know, I heard a joke. And this didn't happen to me. This is just a joke. You know one of them kind of jokes that you just got to tell when you hear them?
Yeah.
These three couples, they were in this van, and then the van turned over, and they all got snuffed out.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
And they had to go up and see St. Peter, where the first couple walked up there, and he says to the guy, he says, "We can't let you in here." He says, "Why not?" He says, "Because you like money." The guy says, "I haven't hardly had any money in my entire life. I was never rich. I didn't have any money." He said, "Yeah, but you craved for money so much you even married a woman named Penny." He said, "Well, I guess that's right." He turned to his wife, Penny. He says, "Come on." And the second couple walked up, and the guy says, St. Peter said, "I can't let you in here either because you like booze." He said, "I don't drink." He said, "Yeah, but you always thought about drinking. You always wanted a lot of booze and a lot of drinking stuff. In fact, you even married a woman named Sherry."
Huh.
He said, "Yeah, I did." And the third guy looked at his wife and says, "Fanny, let's just get out of here." Test.
Shotgun Red.
I wonder if they heard me say that rolling part.
I don't know.
How you doing, Carl?
You want to try it again? You want to do the roll?
Are we rolling?
Rolling.
Big wheel rolling rawhide.
Yeah.
And wind and weather. Hey, I was going to ask you, Carl, where are you from?
I am from Valley Station, Kentucky.
Not the end of the world, but you can see it.
See it from there,
there.
Yeah.
A lot of nice people up there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was like maybe 20,000.
20,000 people? Yeah. Well, I'm from Brainerd, Minnesota. Population 11,750.
So was it about the same size 5 years ago or so?
Yep, 11,750.
Now, wait a minute. So it's the same now as it was 5 years ago?
Yep, never gets any bigger, no smaller. Every time a baby's born, some guy leaves town. How you doing, Carl?
Here he is. It's our little buddy, Shotgun Red.
You know, I was talking about Uncle Herman. He, you know, you remember when George Jones, Tammy Wynette, took all the car keys away and he jumped on a tractor
yeah.
and rode it to thing? Well, my Uncle Herman, same thing happened to him, but he don't got a lawnmower, riding lawnmower, so he rode a horse to town. And he'd ride the horse to town all the time and just get inebriated, then he'd ride it back, you know? So she thought she'd pull a trick on him. When he was in there drinking,
yep.
she went up there and turned the saddle around backwards on his horse.
Oh.
Yeah, he come home and he said, "Hey, how'd you go last night?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you what. Somebody come over there and pulled a trick on me and sawed my horse's head off." He
oh.
said, "I'd have never made it home if I wouldn't have stuck my finger in his windpipe."
No. Oh, man.
How you doing, Carl?
Pretty good. It's our little buddy Shotgun Red. What are you so out of breath for?
Had to walk over here. My car broke down, you
oh,
know.
Oh, man.
So I went into this used car lot to buy a car just
yeah.
to rent. They wouldn't rent me one, but the guy said I got a camel.
A camel?
Yeah, me and my Uncle Herman, we had to rent this camel, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, he's really simple." He says, "All you have to do is when it comes to a red light, just say stop and you'll stop. When the
yeah.
light turns green, just say go, you'll go.
Yeah.
When you come to another light, you just say stop. When you want him to turn right. Say left when you want him to go left." You ain't gonna believe this.
What?
We come up to the stoplight, it turned red. I said, "Stop." The camel stopped, right?
Yeah.
And then we got to the next light, and the light turned red. I said, "Stop." The camel stopped. The light turned green. I said, "Turn right, camel." So the camel turned right. We went up to the next light, and it said, and the light turned red. We said, "Stop, camel." And the camel stopped. And about that time, a guy pulled up in a car, you know?
Yeah.
And said, "Look at them two nuts on that camel." We got off to look, and the light turned green, and the camel run off.
No!
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. How you doing, Carl?
Pretty good. It's our little buddy, Shotgun Red.
Hey, man, you know something? My brother-in-law, Billy Joe.
Billy Joe. I haven't heard much about him.
That guy is always causing me trouble or getting me in trouble. Like the other day, we was driving down the road,
yeah.
and there was a sign that said $100 for littering. You know?
Yeah, throwing
so he threw a banana peel out of the window and said, "I could use the $100.
No. Uh-oh.
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Well, I got my race face on. We do those Legends cars again this week.
Hey, man, them are little cars, you know?
They are.
They're kind of like a little midget racer.
A little bit bigger than the
midgets.
A little
bit bigger. Yeah. Boy, them things really go wide. You going to drive?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really, I'm thinking about buying one of them going and driving.
You ought to.
Call it the Shotgun Red Express.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got a little step neighbor-in-law. He's just like a little midget guy, drives one of them little midget racers.
Yeah.
And his car broke down, so he borrowed his... He smashed it, you know?
Yeah.
And he didn't have another body for his car, so he borrowed his brother's iron lung.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what his brother said about that?
What?
Oh. Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Pretty good. It's our buddy Shotgun Red.
Man, you coming over tonight for the big fish fry?
I'll be there.
It's going to be a good time. You know my Uncle Herman?
Yeah.
And his wife?
Yeah.
His wife was complaining to the psychiatrist, says that Uncle Herman's kind of wacky every time he goes fishing.
Yeah.
He takes a rod and reel and he fishes in the toilet.
Oh.
She said, well, why don't you just call us up and bring him in here or something? She said, I'm busy cleaning the fish.
Oh, no.
How you doing, Carl?
Well, we are doing wonderful. It's our little buddy, Shotgun Red.
You make good money here?
I do okay.
You want to make some extra money?
I'm always looking for ways to
Uncle Bob, boy, he's just dripping in money. He's got so much money you can't even count it all.
Whoa.
He sells Bibles door to door.
Huh.
Yeah, he's got kind of a stuttering problem, you know?
Yeah?
He walks up, knocks on the door. When they come to the door, he said, I'd like to sell you this Bible, he said, or would you just soon I read it to you? I'm sailing the seven seas.
It's Shotgun Red.
Do you live on a lake?
Well, not too far from one.
You ever been in a boat?
Oh, yeah, love it.
I love boats.
Me too. I just wonder how they float. How do the big boats float
well,
without
actually,
sinking?
Well, actually, it's the displacement of the caricature of the curvature of the hull, which is displaced by the momentum of the front and the back load of the GG.
Oh, okay.
I think. Some of them don't float. Like my uncle, he was in the Navy.
Uncle Herman,
he was in the Navy. They sunk his big ship.
Oh,
and he ended up on a desert island. He was on there for 10 years.
Boy, that's a long time.
Finally, this lady come by on a little yacht, you know?
Yeah.
Real pretty girl. Anyway, she got out this great big duffel bag, you know?
Yeah.
Said, I'll bet you've been on this island for 10 years. It's been 10 years since you've had a drink. He said, you got whiskey in that bag? She said, yeah. Pulled the bottle out, popped the cork off, gave it to him. Look, look, look. He took a couple swallows. And she said, have you been here 10 years? I'll bet it's been 10 years since you've had a smoke. He said, you got cigarettes in that bag? She said, yeah. He whipped them out. He opened up, lit up a cigarette. He was smoking and drinking. She says, well, I don't want to get personal or anything, but if you've been here for 10 years, I'll bet it's been 10 years since you played around. He says, you got golf clubs in that bag?
Oh, Red.